Why does every sissy need cum eating training when she's learning to please a dominant mistress? Because of the discipline and humiliation that comes with learning to eat what mistress puts in your mouth. No matter where you are in your sissification, feminization, cum eating training, there is much value to be had in the discipline that comes with submitting to your mistress in this way. If it is still difficult for you to put your sissy squirt in your mouth, then you absolutely must learn to give mistress what she wants. If you can't clean up your own mess, then you don't deserve to make one. Are you an entitled crybaby man, or are you a good girl who makes mistress happy? You can't be both. And if you're an accomplished cum-eating sissy, don't think the discipline of always eating your own cum is lost on you just because you like doing it. There was very likely a time when eating your own cum was difficult, and it is very good to remember where you started and how far mistress has brought you. And let's not forget the value of good old cum-eating humiliation when it comes to keeping a sissy in check. You may love being a sissy, but let's not get too big for our britches, young lady. It's still delightfully nasty to be lapping up that self-made spooge. It's one thing to be sucking a big manly dick and getting a mouthful of it, but it's quite another to squeal, squirt, and slurp that sissy stick juice. Trust me, you should be humiliated about that. No matter how you look at it, eating your own cum for mistress is an integral part of being a good sissy. Hi, this is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you want to talk to me right now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.